Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 24th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the dumping of multiple currencies in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindevele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's new economic measures, which include the ending of the multiple currency system.
The Zimbabwean government says the United States dollar, Botswana pula, British pound, and other currencies are no longer legal tender in the country with immediate effect. The announcement was made through a statutory instrument issued by Treasury, which noted that all local transactions will now be made in the Zimbabwe dollar, which includes the bond and RTGS dollar.
The statutory instrument further stresses that the current bond notes and RTGS dollars are at par with the Zimbabwe dollar. According to the statutory instrument, nothing shall affect the opening or operation of foreign currency designated accounts, otherwise known as Nostro FC accounts, which shall continue to be designated in foreign currencies.
Duty will still be paid in foreign currency in accordance with the Customs and Excise Act. The same applies to the purchasing of air tickets, but critics say Zimbabwe has returned to the 2008 economic scenario, which led to the dumping of the local currency in 2009 due to historic hyperinflationary rates.
The opposition MTC, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, said today's decision shows the lack of coherent, prudent and predictable policy, which is important to retain trust and confidence in a country's economy.
Please do note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, chonga kujani foit.
Nyapila utinwe.
Nyapila, is Zimbabwe so the currency.
The currency, yeah, e bond.
Uh-huh.
Bond note, RTGS.
Yes.
Is them dollar.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. So kutwa is them dollar kutu kuna manji.
Yes. Maria kuyongo washitumira kumusha US dollar. Ya zuda.
Ya.
Yeah. Baisi nacha wacha tengana.
Zipele, zipele umpa.
Zipele do.
Yes, lukali dawa jowa skuluma lapake. Loto honga, lamtangi skuluma. Mwaweza kala kule Zimbabwe. Sizuni kuti, so kule statutory instrument lapa sifakiwe. Sikumbe sito mteto. Mteto loo ke isikonjuso zao. Zipega ke ukuti. Abantu bakwele Zimbabwe. So kumele bege lukusebenzisa imali. Enjenge pula, enjenge pound, enjenge rand, enjenge US dollar. Nga sikuluma nje, sikunje. Nga kutu kule dola lako. Uluba mbileli sasukwameni. Kumbi pula, kumbi rand. Kumbi yonki mali nje. Yonkomanyi amazwe. Akusamela ngisebenzisa ukuthi uthenge sinkwa, uthenge ke ipetulo kumbe uthenge kokunjeya. Kodwa ke ungayisebenzisa imali leyi nga usemngceleni ukuthi upatha lokho kuthiwa i-customs duty. Kube sokusithi ke nga udinga itikiti elendiza mchina, ungakusebenzisa njalo nje. Kodwa nga uthenga nje mahlana nje uzithengela nje izwithi zakho, uzithengela lokunye okuthiyeneyo, akumela ngwenze lokho. So ke i-RBZ nga isethula umthetho lo ikubeka kwaba sobala ukuthi eZimbabwe sokunalokho kuthiwa i-bond bese buya le-RTGS ukusebenza khona manje uzokumele usetshenziswe njengeZimbabwe dollar. So singazi ukuthi baza printer usiya phambili kumbe kuhamba njani jonga asikwazi khonoko. Nxa sokubuya ama-Nostro FC accounts kukhanya ahlale khona. Ehlale khona ngoba kuyasetshenziswa i-foreign currency khonapho. Kodwa ke nxa sekukhangelwa futhi kusiya phambilini abantu bathi abakwazi ukuthi uhulumende wenzani. So ke abanye bathi pho imali zabo siza kuya ngapi konke kunjeya. So ke siza sidinga abantu ukuthi bakhulume ngakho incwadi ukuthi zike zisitshele ukuthi kuya ngapi konke.
Ndizokamira sei.
Ngonjalo.
Ndizozo hama wadiwa vateereri nevatariri nyati rukurukura nezvayo ndedanho ratorwa neReserve Bank of Zimbabwe rekudzika mutemo unonzi Statutory Instrument 142 of 2019. Uyo urukuti mari dzekunze dzanga zvishandiswa munyika dzakaita se US dollar, British pound, Botswana pula, South African rand, nedzimwe, hadzichashandi pakutenga. Imari yakufanira kunge ichingoshanda kutenga Zimbabwe dollar. Zimbabwe dollar inenge iri kana kunge uine bond note kana kuti RTGS ndo mari yakunzi inofanisa kunge ichibvumizwa kushanda zviri pamutemo kutenga nekutengeserana muZimbabwe. Zvichirowo kuti kana unga uine US dollar rako unofanira kunge wakutora wenda kuma money bureau to change kunochinjwa mari kana kuma banga kuti mari iyo inge ichiiswa mu RTGS kana kuti mu bond note. Wana iyo uchizokwanisa kunotenga asi kana wakanga wapinza zvinhu zvakaita semotokari zviye zvekuti uri kuda kukita zvehumbozha hanzi aiwa izvo unobhadhara nemari yekunze US dollar kana kutenga tikiti rendege uchida kufamba hanzi unokwanisa kutenga nemari yekunze iyo US dollar ipapo manje Gibbs ndopandisiri kunzwisisa kuti kana tichinzi US dollar kana kuti mari yekunze haichashanda asi kana uchibhadhara zimu ramutero wobhadhara nemari yekunze.
I think here they are talking in terms of not the Zimra, but in terms of the customs duty. If, let's say, you buy a car in US dollars, when you still have the US dollars in your pocket, you can always use them to actually pay. You have to pay in local currency.
And if you go to a room
So it's a certain situation that maybe a banker can actually explain some of these things.
Yes.
So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Samson Nhliziyo, who is a banker in Zimbabwe. Mr. Nhliziyo, welcome to the program right now. Can you hear me, Mr. Nhliziyo?
I can hear you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I think maybe to start with, can you just explain to people what is going on here? People want to know, you know, this statutory instrument and how it's going to work. Like if somebody has got some money in the bank right now and you are told you have to use Zimbabwe dollars and all those kind of things, what's going on? Can you explain to the people?
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Yes. Basically, nothing has changed. Basically, what has really changed is basically the name part of it. The currency itself is still there. You're still using the bond. You're still using the RTGS, which is same there. But all that is now called Zim dollar. The currency that has been running the bond notes, the RTGS note is now called the Zim dollar. That's basically what has basically changed. I think in simple terms, that's what has happened. Your current, the bank balance that you have in the account is now Zim dollar, even though initially it was called the bond balance or the RTGS balance. Mm-hmm. It's now the Zim dollar. That's basically what has happened.
So looking at, let's say, somebody has got his or have money in US dollars in the bank right now, what has to happen?
Well, nothing. The FCA account will still have those balances. They'll still continue having keeping the FCA balances there. They can utilize those funds when they're going to purchase goods outside the country. They can go and purchase whatever they want outside. Look, if it's US dollar and you want to go use it or change it, you can change it through the bureau to change it, or change it through the bank. And they'll basically be using the bank rate, which has been there for some time now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So literally, you don't lose the value of the currency. But the value of the currency is still there. The US dollar will still be there. The value of the currency will still be there.
Mm. Thank you so much.
So you don't lose anything. Thank you so much,
Mr. Nhliziyo. Please do stay on the line. Welcome to our show, Mr. Javet Moyo, who is the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Moyo.
Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Moyo, as workers, what's your take on this statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
We treated that as a slap in our face. Remember that the market was forcing workers to demand wages and salaries in American dollars. Products and services were being pegged in foreign currency, and as a result, workers then decided that they will also want to be paid in foreign currency. If we are able to get the same services, the same products, in our local currency, I think workers will be able to accept the RTGS or the so-called Zim dollar. As long as the services, products, or the market demands that it wants foreign currency, workers will just reject the local currency. So we wait and see how the market is going to react. Are we going to find the shelves full tomorrow at OK and other shops? We don't know. Probably at night, supermarkets are being offloaded. Tomorrow morning, the shops will be empty. No one knows exactly how the market is going to behave or react to this. But as workers, we believe that they deliberately wanted to push us away from demanding our salaries and wages in American dollars. We were having a meeting this morning. We're having another meeting tomorrow. We're having the main TNF on Wednesday. And the song was just the same, that go and demand wages and salaries in American dollars.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please, you stay on the line.
Yes, we're going to go back to you. So, Baba Nhliziyo, ngas kangela konoko kwenzakalayo elizweni ukuthi sokuthiwa kusetshenziswa ama-bond kusetshenziswe lama-RTGS ukuthi rate yangkhona ime njani njalo lokuthi nxa usiya ezitolo pho uyabulayo imali yangkhona kumbe nxa usudinga ibond uyalithola lingekho kuyabe kume njani khonapho ngokuzwa kwakho.
Ngiyabonga baba tu. Ibond iba zimu ukuyithola enelisa ukuthi uyithole emabhanga. Ya, wena sokuyithola emabhanga even lakho phandle emavinkilini athize uyenelisa ukuthi uyithole. Yes, kuyabanzima kwezindawo ukuthi uyithole, but njengoba sisazi lathi ukuthi i-plastic money yiyo into abantu vele sebezama ukuthi bayisebenzise ekuthengeni into eziningi ezithile. Yimali esingathi njengoba khathesi vele sokuthiwa i-bond leli RTGS sokuyizinto. Imali esosumele sesiyisebenzisa kathesa ngoba ukuthi sithi sizafuna ukuthi sisebenzise okunye njengoba abaphathi njalo laba abarana ezezimali lezi kuthiwa i-currency le yiyo esimele sisenze ezweni sokumele kube yikho khonokho ngoba thingamele sikulandele khonokho ngoba ukuthi sithi sizafuna ukuthi sisebenzise okunye kungaphaswanga khona ephalamende ukuthi kuwenziwe akula akuwo wasinika thina kumele senze yona le i-currency esiyiphiwe siqhubeke siye phambili. Yes, abantu sizahlala abantu baxoxe baqukuxe senze konke esinesikukwenza ukwenza ukuthi maybe find the way forward ekwenzeni into ezithize but imali ekhona siziligogo yona lezimdola asozamele siyisebenzise konke emavinkilini lakho even lakho kuma-production kumele sisebenzena le nekuholeni abantu sebezasebenzana leyo ukuthi bahole ngoba yiyo inasingeni i-mode of exchange esikhona lapha ezimbabwe.
Sicela ubambe khonapho ngayekhathana. So Mr. Nhliziyo is really stressing that this is the new way of doing things and it appears as if the bond and the RTGS are there to stay, so people should use that according to the law, you know.
Regaitinzi kuna vamoyo. Vamoyo tichwe tarisa
varikutaura ava ngava titaurire kuti iyo msika kana kuti mukambo vanotengesa ivo vezvitoro ava vachatenderana nazo here? Haisi nyaya yekuti mutemo uri kuti ngatishandisei mari yakati, saka tese tongo vuma izozo. Vanu vano tambira zvinenge zvatambira nemama market kana kuti nemusika. Saka even hurumende ingati vanu ngavashandise iyo maRTG kana kuti mabondi vachishandisa nharo. Ivo vemabhizinisi kana vakati havagoni kutambira izvozvo hazvimboshandi. Saka mutemo nezviri kudiwa nemamaketi ngatisiyanisei. Yes, mutemo uri kuti pachashandiswa mari yakadai ndizvo zvange zviripo nguva yakapfuura tange tine Zimbabwean dollar, asi hurumende yakamanikidzwa nemaketi kuti Zimbabwe dollar haichatambiriki. Ndoti vaya vanotengesa zvinhu zvavo vachaenda kunotenga zvinhu kunze kwenyika vachiuya vachitengesa, vachabvuma here kutengesa nemari isina valu? Kana vakatitengesera, kana maketi ngavhuma, zvinotoshanda, asi maketi inogona kutoramba.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Just saying that is business going to accept this new system? If that fails, then the whole system collapses. Yeah, because business first is to accept.
Yeah.
Because they buy goods from outside the country using US dollar, foreign currency, and then they are forced to sell in local currency. But Mr. Moyo, is it not different in the sense that there is no price control? So whoever brings in anything from outside the country, after buying it in Forex, they can still charge something that's is at par with the Forex they have used.
That's the alternative way when business decides that they have to recoup the cost or what they call replacement cost. What it will mean is that products and services are going to be very expensive. Because when people now are forced to dispose their products or services in a currency in which they did not use to purchase those products, they will always make sure that they hedge against the losses if they had to go back and restock. We might be going back to 2008, 2009, where prices of products and services are increasing on hourly basis.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Titwere Mtere gives Tinamkoma Shepard Warparunare. Hello?
Hello, Magadien.
Takasima Magasimba Mkoma. Mrukufona Murukupi?
Ndiriku Botswana.
Botswana. Tipeo Pungwa Zenyu?
Kwa zangu zinoti, wongu dano rawatora, rinda wana kanaka, asi mwia tuti, iwo pala noti, badarisa mari, kwa zukuti uchi bakunoku, ama boda, zonzi, badara ine mari, zima forensi, iwo awali bondi. Zeni jenda kala bakunoku, diglea mutu kaina bazimu, wano johano da forensi. Iwo sayo wajiti wo, izu chansi, iwo wano tuti, wali izu chansi ya forensi, kwa badarisa, zee urumende. Asi kala zanzi, zonzi,
Sendi se bondi. Iwa pada kuti fainzani siwe wapa zikani. Gibbs, mm. Muda
mindure
Yes, Mr. Ntliziyo and Mr. Moyo, our caller, Mr. Shepard, calling from Botswana, says it may be a good idea or a good move by the government, but why is the government charging forex, duty in forex, and not in local currency, as the rest of the Zimbabweans are using?
Ms. Antizio, I think you can take that question.
I'll try and answer that one at the same time, but I'm not fully on it. But I think it's a way of also raising forex for the country. Because at the same time, they would want to use the forex to purchase certain goods, and also use that forex for e-production within the country, as they say.
Mr. Moyo, your take on that?
certain services that the government can demand people to pay in foreign currency. For instance, if there are people who can be expatriates or paid in foreign currency, those people are going to pay their taxes in foreign currency. Same applies with the duty. If people are going to be importing products, products they purchased in foreign currency, they can be used to pay duty in foreign currency. But I think the issue of localizing is a bit tricky for the government to say then everything else.
Sorry, I think
we lost
happened.
Mr. Moyo on the phone. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Moyo. Okay. I think we've lost Mr. Moyo. You can go to Mr. We have a caller.
Yes, I think we've got a caller, Mkize. Baba Mkize, unjani? Hello, Mr. Mkize. How are you doing? Mkize, ukwalete wani? Nazana Mkize uphumile. What is weird again? Kubaba Nhliziyo. So Baba Nhliziyo nxa sikhangeleke konke lokho kwenzakalayo, abantu bakhuluma abanye bathi kungaba le black market emangalisayo kulandela khonokho kwenziwe nguhulumende. Kambe black market iyavaleka yini? Ngoba nxa umuntu engaye ebank esiyadinga imali ayiswele, sesiyabhela umkambo lwana one seater athola imali engazani ithe xaxa. So ivaleka njani i-black market nxa unjani?
Kuyabanzima babadube ukuvale i-black market. I-black market izahlala ikhona. Yes, abantu baqhubeka besenza ngesitha, beyenza ngesitha betshintsha ngama-reza esiyalelale. But yes, singazi ukuthi uhulumende njengathi lama-arms akhe, ngama-arms neyngalo zasezinene ezithize, bangabotshwa abantu labana abaningi. Labo begcwele lokho besala bebotha lapha nalapha. Engcele into abangayenzayo ukufaka la ama-stiff sentences for labo abayabezama ukuthi izimali zabo. Yes, bangaqhuba bekwenza, but khona vele into yakhona ngendlela encalikhayela into yakhona kukhanta konke kufuna ukungantwa kuyaformalize into zonke zihambe through ama-right channels. Is through the bank abantu bayenelisa ukutshintsha izimali zabo or through ama-bureau de change. Kuze ukuthi kusazakale ukuthi i-forex ingakanani maybe ukuthi ilizwe lena le engimayo through ama-borders njalo yena le eyabe ikhona ebantwini abathile. Elisinxa abantu bazaba lama-FCA accounts abo, abantu benelisa ukuthi batshintshe izimali zabo through ama-bureau de change on through ama-banks. Naye uhulumente uzabe esenelisa ukuthi ayenelise ukubakwazi ukuthi ngokungakanani lokhu abalakho imali ezangaphandle ezingenayo. Ezisebenzisa owenza i-production. Yes, ukuncedisana company abe aplayele efune i-forex through the bank ukwenza ukuthi benelize labo ukubhadala impahla zabo ayefuna ukuthi ziye zenze i-production napha through ngama-telegraphic transfers through ama-bank. Konke lokhu ngokuhamba kwesikhathi lezi njengoba lathi sisafunda sisabona ukuthi kuphuma kusiyanga abantu bazinga sebesenelisa ukuthi babhadale impahla zabo through ama-bank through ama-telegraphic transfers.
But what we can most probably infer from what is happening is normally if there is no production, there is no money that comes into the country that can be, you know, dispersed to banks so that they can give it to clients, you know. So at the end of the day, if there is no production, what happens in such an economy, Mr. Ntizi?
Yeah, kuba nzima ngoba abantu bathi ngazoloko sebefisa ukuthengisa izimpahla abantu ezithole outside. Ngoba laphi ngapha i-currency ezinyenzayo siyibona ukuthi yenganta isidure ukuthi abantu bayithole. Impahla zonke zesinazo zidura, labantu sesehluleka nabantu isikhathi ukuthi sizithenge impahla leyo. Njalo sesiqasa ukushota emashelfini kuyinto vele nathi dine izizalwane esingasifisi ukuthi kwenzakale ezweni. But siyasifisa ukuthi into lezi zibe khona, abantu benelisa ukuthi bayenelisa ukuthenga. Noma kodwa even kathesi ubantu nxa besenelisa ukuthi bathenge besebenzisa izindola yethu, mina ngithemba yinto enhle leyo ngoba yimali ekhona ekhaya. imali esingasenze siyihambe siyibhadalela siyidile endaweni ezithile. Ikhona, asukuthi imali yakhona iyaswelakala, ikhona as plastic money, ikhona as actually currency yona ngokwayo. Njalo izinto okubhadala into ezinye, izinto o-rent, omastanda, ingabhatala ngemali yakithi. Andini imali yelinye ibizwa ukuthi ngizobhatala irenta, irenti yabo. Ngibhatala ngemali yakithi. Kuba lula ukwenza into ezinjalo. Lokwenza izinto okuhle, ngibhatala ngemali yakithi, kuba kuhle lokhoya. Angisoze ngihambe umuntu osestradini ukuthi angitshintshele imali ngoba kuyasina ukudula. Ngoba kuzengiqala ngize ngiyithole leyo mali. Ngoba mina ngangihola kona, ngihola ngenani, ngabe ngihola ngezimdola, imali ekhona kona engizamele ukuthi ngiyisebenzise ngiyethenga impahla zami. Ngiyenelise ukuthenga eza isiyeni, ngiyenelise ukwenza izinto zonke zonke ezithize nyaka esizidingayo. Ngoba imali yekhaya.
Yes, I was going to ask you, so what Ms. Nhliziyo is saying is that the black market is there to stay, you know. There's no way that you can totally eliminate it. But he hopes that maybe the government has got other ways of, you know, stopping it or keeping it somehow. And then he says it's a good thing for people to have their own currency because you work and you are paid in Zimbabwe dollars. And then from there you go to a shop, you use Zimbabwe dollars to buy goods and, you know, even services. So he says it's a good thing somehow because you won't need to go and see a money changer in order to go and buy bread.
You know, the problem gives is like some of the prices, they are just too high. Looking at the price of a toothbrush, for example, last week it was going around $54 something, RTGS dollars.
And you earn
$200, which means you can just buy four toothbrushes and you have your family of six or seven. Just for
your
one
salary
month,
is gone.
Your
salary
is gone.
Yeah.
So if they are bringing this new system, does it mean that prices are going to go down or they are going to increase salaries? I think that's one thing we can ask from Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo.
I think everyone will be happy to use the local currency. The challenge becomes when the local currency then becomes a problem when it comes to purchasing services or products. I think even countries in the region, they use their own currency. But week in, week out, you go to Zambia, you find prices of products in Kwacha, they don't change every week. They don't change every day in Botswana. That's their own currency. The challenge becomes when your currency then gives you challenges. It gives citizens a challenge that it's not enough to take them for a month. It's enough only for a week. For instance, those who are doing, we have a poultry project. 1 bag, 50 kg, is equivalent to one salary. And this is a price which is moving every day. That then becomes a challenge. That's the reason why people then decide this is not a good currency. But if the currency becomes stable, everyone will be happy to use the Zim dollar.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. I think we have a caller.
Yes, local live Moyo. Mamoyo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu sibili. Kulabantu abaningi kakhulu, Mamoyo. So wena ubona njani lokho?
Hayi, mina into engiyibuzayo ukuthi bangikhona kanti leyo mali leyo yimali lana esathi sizalwa thina sayithola kumbe ngamabhondi wona lawa lama-RTGS la angalamsebenzi angalancwedo.
Ukanya zani ngamabhondi lama-RTGS sokubizwa kuthiwa iZimbabwe dollar khonokho.
Manje ikudlala ngengqondo zabantu lokhu, ikudlala ngengqondo zethu straight. Vele abayekele sokufana lo mdlalo nje into abayenza, bangazodlala ngengqondo zethu thina la. Angeza ukuthi ukhipha imali eza kusiza ukuthi konke uthenge kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ufake iphepha elingalamsebenzi, phela liphepha lela somali.
So wena ubona ngani kungathiwani pho ngoba lokho kanye
hayi babayekele ukufuna ukuthi bebelokhe bentshontsha besiyaphambili lokho abakwenzayo ukufuna ukuthi bebezentshontsha besiyaphambili ngoba siyakwazi thina ukuthi bona bavele bayantshontsha vele sebefuna ukuquluza yona leyana imali esikhona elizweni ngoba bakwazi amarandi lamapula lamadola ama-US dollar khona elizweni sebefuna ukuthi abantu bebona ngani kuthiwa vele yinto engasebenziyo then bese siyathenga ngayo yonke bese beqeda lapho sibuye sidubeka futhi njengento eyenzakala ngo-2008
uyakhuluma mama oyo lapha sibongile kakhulu mama oyo ungathinela kusasa mama
siyabonga
yeah so Miss Caroline Moyo says you know these people meaning the government should stop playing with people's minds you know she says what they are doing is like stealing you know literally so she says people are going back to 2008 so she's not happy at all yeah
That's a tough position for Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
Well, tombotara savanyoro wanewa tereri wedu pashona Facebook page vanyora tatanga kunyora ndimukoma Rudolph Shingirai Mujuru. Hanzi hakusi kusada kuwedzera ma civil servants mari here uku. Kouya mukoma Julius Magake hanzi ma prize akarashika kare. Sekuti 50 kg broiler finisher 143 kumwe imwe kambani ichita 228 RTGS kugadzirisa ma prize ndiko kunodiwa koita Maxu Nyasha Gonde hanzi well done good move Zimbabwe zvimwe chete namkoma Milton Mateveke hanzi excellent move let's do away with US dollar then the last to stretch one and the Onismas hanzi they want all the forex to go to the black market where they are in control soon we are going to hear that they are raiding buses to Botswana, South Africa and Zambia searching for forex kunevaya vanonotenga out of the country just their thought ndo zvavari kufunga then mukoma ndofunga ndimuzvare better no bet hanzi musatiitisa namba dzedu for mahala please ndofunga vari kuti munongotipira inamba musazotikonera
nantuhlobo
kunyunyuta
iye kumele vantu ve befonelwe yabo ngoba singi inombolo zabo
ndizo zwo
bona lapha ke kuviyo indebele la kuviyo studio 7 kulabantu abanengi joka bangena kuhlelo namhlanje Austin Ncube uti let's just respect our money and enjoy it uTrevor Dube uti kunzima Dube kuzobuya ke uGiven Mpofu uti mthembo linjani kona ngapho sasahlupheka elizweni lethu abantu basakwazi ukuthi benzeni kuzobuya ke uThembani Jiyane uyabhala lapho uti manje if usuthengisile istock sakho eShop ngezim dollars uzawoda kuphi ngoba abanye bawoda eSouth Africa bazavala amanengi amashops abo kuzobuya njalo uBD uti if multi currency has been banned how come 0.3b of the statutory instrument requires people to pay in foreign currency not new currency singazikhona pana kuzobuya njalo uTim Hlabangane uti siyezwa sibili kodwa ke sisiyaphila ke ngomthandazo wenkosi akusekho kunye kuzobuya ke uTimon Moyo uti ngikonapha bafowethu ise Oxford UK ngililalele usikhumbuzo mlalazi la uyayiphosela lakhe uti abantu basevalweni ngalento ethulwe ngumnumzana Mthuli Ncube the dust will take a lengthy period to settle so ukuthi kunzima kakhulu umusa wenkosi inkomazana la uyabhala uti the situation gets worse every day uti kunzima kwele Zimbabwe then uBrighton Ndebele uti this sounds like a scam someone is definitely going to benefit from this then kuzobuya ke uTimon uyabhala uti i black market ayinyeke yaphela kwele Zimbabwe iyahlala khona
i black market
yeah i black market
parallel
kuyahlala uti kuhlala kukhona
yes
akusizokuphela
rakati nzwe kuna vagwaradzimba tine muteereri vagwaradzimba vari parunare alo vagwaradzimba
ewe mukoma
makadiba
makadiko mukoma jonga
aiwa ndiri mupenyu muri kufona muri kupi
Kumashingo kwa mshandike.
Kwa mshandike. Ayo, wanyaya mainzwa iri mudariro.
Ata inzwa.
Funga zenyi zino tiwa.
Ine ndo kumbwa nukango ita mifunzo meviri. Ando kumbwa utipame. Mkuma nshiziwa wangati wangati tindura. Inato njishisa.
Alright. Saka mnogo naku itaura ere muimu English. Zenyu kutiwa nzwewe mchibunza meg.
Umwe English.
Yeah, alright. Taura yanyitire tichibatsirana.
All right. Zanika taku funza, inenda kufunza kuti senyika azvisi zvinhu zvakanaka here kuti kuti ndaona apo paitaridza kuti hurumende yataridza kuti iyo inoda kuti kana munhu achibhadhara dzuke anobhadhara in foreign currency. Senyika haifaniri here kunge ichiraisa foreign currency nema export after yaita production. Kuti itange kumuta maindustry yo exporta kuti iwane foreign currency pakuti iti icha wana foreign currency through ma import yekuti munhu kudawa zvinotenga motokari zvinova zvisika zvikamu kuti vachanotenga motokari vangani. Then chepiri iyo hurumende chaiyo chaiyo yakarongeka zvakanaka here kuhurumende kuti inongomuka yangoti policy mangwana toti kune munhu kuda vanga vane zvikwereti vakatonyorerana kuti vachabhadharana in foreign currency mari yongomuka nhasi yatongochinja zvisina kana nguva kuti vatichero mainvestors chaiyo kuti ave nemaplans ethe next 10 to 25 years haizvigonekame kamunyika yakadaro.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much. Let me direct those questions to Mr. Nhliziyo. Mr. Nhliziyo, he mentioned you by name. He said, that's Mr. Gwaradzimba calling from Mushandike in Mashingo. He says, the first question is, as a country, is it not good to raise foreign currency through exports instead of charging or waiting for import duty? That's his first question. Then the second question, he says, can a government just wake up and announce a policy change?
Thank you. Thank you for those two questions. Exactly. On the first one, yes, the government used to actually produce and then export, and then at the same time, and then they'll be able also to get the forex by exporting. And then they'll be able to also improve the production, the industrial side through the production and everything else. That they can definitely try and do. Secondly, on the side of waking up, I don't think it's something good that they just woke up and they just announced that the RTGS and the bonds will be the window. I think it's after some thorough thought. And there's motives and there's, you know, parasites and this has taken some time because you can't just wake up one morning and look at it and say, this is now $1. They've gone through some thought, they've discussed, there's been some discussions within the RDZ, within the government and all the members or sectors that are involved. Within the financial department and all that. I think they've done some for it. They really have done their part. And they've seen it right that this should be the case. But now, let's take these bonds and the RTGS and let's call them $1. They will benefit the Zimbabweans. I mean, if you look at it in the previous few weeks or a few months ago, you know, people have been crying, and it's been, it has been, I think, painful to be seeing citizens crying about changing currency to, you know, to the forex, of which is not even there. People have been crying about their salaries, and it just hasn't been good.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have come up and seen it fit that this should be the way to take.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Nhliziyo. Please, you stay on the line. Timbo Tora, Terry Gibbs, I think you have two
callers. Yes, Lababi Lapages. Kasa Ngababu Ngabuto. Ngabuto, ungao chona njanba?
Ya, chona njanba.
Chona kase kakulu, ngapukona?
No, it's South Africa.
Ye, akucho ke posela kukona pa fwetu. Kula watu wane ngisibili? Uchaye sibili kuzwele kona?
Inte kona, iwane, usupe hizyo wanane. Uti. Angeke sigcinise impala ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-1. Right? Ngoba manje uma bezo-announce imali ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-1, bathi le mali right izosebenza njani, ngoba sinapha e-South Africa sizoyisebenzisa kanjani or uma singabe sifuna ukuyisebenzisa lapha kwele-South Africa or uma ngabe sifuna ukuyitshintsha sizoyitshintsha kanjani kuphi.
Yeah, kona. Yes, yakuzala lapho okuchoyo. So ke ye kubeka nje. Ye ifoni yakho ngazani sikiliza ngkwathi kumbe umuvile usukile lapha kwadume khona. Ye baba ngqabuto uyangizwa? Ye ngazani ngqabuto ifucingo lwakhe so lobanjwe ngamakhaza. So all what you wanted to know is how the currency, your currencies are going to be used in South Africa, like let's say the bond and the RTGS, if
outside
they are
the,
yeah, if they are now Zimbabwe dollars. So he says, how are we going to use it? So I think he deserves
in South Africa.
Yes.
Well,
so he says, how is it?
He can still take it to the bank if it's now a legal tender and they exchange it.
But will South Africa accept it? Like Zimbabweans, the Zimbabwean system at one stage didn't accept the kwacha. Still remember? So, which means there could be a challenge there.
You can hear from...
Yeah, is that wrong? Who are you?
Yeah.
That, but before that, let's take a look at Mandla. Mandla, kunjani?
Mbaba.
Nyaphila Mandla, isipho ngubani?
Mkhwananzi.
Yeah, Mkhwananzi, nathi udaba, ulizwa njani lolu?
Yeah, lolu daba lolu kukhanya ngathi luyahlupha kithi. Ukhanya luyahlupha because mina wami umbuzo engilawo ukuthi since ama-bond note la ama-RTGs la bebethi awalokhuze awakhona ukusebenza ngaphandle. So now mawa usuphuma nawo ngaphandle, are they gonna accept them yini? For example, uma ungaya e-South Africa unawo, ungafika ufuna ukuyawatshintsha e-bank e-South Africa, are they gonna accept them?
That's the same question that was posed by Ngqabuto. He said, how are you going to use it in South Africa? So I guess maybe those questions will be answered shortly. So, but thank you so much. But and before you go, maybe add one or two things.
Yeah, and the other thing, why the government ingayenzanga a simple thing instead of abolishing multi-currency, at least but adopt one currency, either iRand or US dollar or iPula or whatever, until things get better, because right now things are still not yet all right, and it was too quick for them to introduce the Zim dollar, which is not even available.
Hi, siyabuza kakhulu ke mfowethu, sibongile kakhulu. Ungathi nokusasa Mandla. Yes, so according to Mandla, you know, the Zimbabwe government was supposed to actually maybe adopt one of the currencies like the Rand or the US dollar instead of having the reintroduction of the Zimbabwe dollar. So he says it was not the opportune time to do that. So let's go quickly to Mr. Tlizio. Mr. Tlizio, we've got a question here, you know, from two guys, Ngqabuto and Mandla. Oh, yes, and Mr. Moyo is back as well. So Ngqabuto and Mandla are asking, how will this money be used outside the country?
Thank you, Mr. Tugo, on that one again. The Zim dollar will basically be used in Zimbabwe. It will be used in Zimbabwe, you know, to do all various things. Now, when you're going outside to South Africa, you'll be able to change that currency through the banks or any bureau to change it that you find along the way, or in exchange for the rand, if you're going to South Africa. Then you're using the currency of South Africa in South Africa. If you're going to Botswana, you do the same. You go to the bank, you change the money, or you go to the bureau to change, and you change that Zim dollar into the pula, and you use the pula in Botswana. Now, it's totally the same when Botswana people come to Zimbabwe. They will do the same thing. You won't be able to use the Botswana pula in Zimbabwe. It's no longer allowed to do that. So you have to go through the same scenario whereby you go to the bureau to change or you go to the bank and you change those currencies into Zim dollar and you use the Zim dollar to purchase goods in Zimbabwe.
Now, thank you so much. Maybe you can go to Mr. Moyo.
Yes, Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Yes.
Mr. Moyo, if we look at the announcement, that's the statutory instrument 142 of 2019, they are saying that RTGS dollar and the bond note are at par with the Zimbabwe dollar. That is to say, each bond note unit and each RTGS dollar is equivalent to a Zimbabwean dollar. Is there any Zimbabwean dollar that they can peg these two against?
Not what we know. In fact, it's a bit confusing. Remember that 2 weeks ago, parliamentarians did ask a similar question to Limure. They asked him, what should they tell the countryside folks the name of the currency we use? The response in parliament is official. Tulinuga says that tell them that what we are currently using, he meant bond note, he meant RTGS. Tell them that this is the Zimbabwean, this is the Zimbabwean dollar. Now this law comes in and talks, tells us of a Zimbabwean dollar that we have not seen. What we know is the bond notes, the coins. What we know is the balances in our accounts. That is the RTGS. That's what we know. What is called the Zimbabwean dollar? We were of the view that it means the RTGS. It means the bond note or the coins. That's what we know. That's what we experience. So what is mentioned by the statutory instrument is not in existence. If they are separating it from the RTGS or the bond note, because these are the two items we know.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Gibbs.
Yeah, for those people who have actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about the new measures taken by the government in the reintroduction of the Zimbabwe dollar. We're told that the bond and the RTGS dollar are just the Zimbabwe dollar. So now we see that on Twitter, there are so many people that have actually been talking about it. And Open Space is one of them. It says in its breaking news section, it says the number of pharmacies in Harare have started to remove critical drugs in shelves following the ban on foreign currency by the Minister of Finance. Then they're copying at Mthuli Ncube and at Nick Mangwana as people who are supposed to respond.
Also respond.
Yes, then on Twitter also the Ministry of Information actually had a video of Mr. Mthuli Ncube trying to explain exactly what is going on. I think we've got the video and courtesy of the Minister of Information. So here's the video.
The multi-currency regime in Zimbabwe and the adoption of a mono-currency regime in favor of a domestic currency. What was happening in the market is that the market was self-US dollarizing. It was uncontrollable, and we felt that we needed to bring the situation under control. A few days ago, I had a meeting with the Association of Teachers in this country as a union, along with His Excellency as well as other ministers. And they made it very clear to us that the multi-currency regime has become a US dollar regime. They don't earn US dollars. They cannot afford to buy things in the shops. They can't pay for medicines and healthcare services when the hospitals and clinics are demanding US dollars. Quite clearly, it became an untenable situation. It became necessary for government to move a lot faster and introduce a mono-currency regime with a domestic currency. The domestic currency obviously comprises our RTGS dollar, as before, as well as the bond note and bond coins, as before. So nothing has changed really in terms of what we're calling domestic currency on this occasion. All that has changed is that the only legal term of domestic at the moment is now the domestic currency and not foreign currency of the US dollar. What does this mean? It means that anyone who wants to buy goods from shop, they pay for services within the borders of Zimbabwe, ought to go to a bank, or to change or some other institution to change their foreign currency into domestic currency and spend that whichever way they wish to spend. That's what normal countries do. That's what all countries do. If you go to South Africa, you cannot buy in US dollars in the shops. You go to Zambia, you cannot buy in US dollars in the shops. You go to Mozambique, you say.
So that is Mr. Ntuli Ncube, the Minister of Finance, talking about the dumping of the multiple currency scenario in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So akhuluma ngakho lapha ke uthi idola le Melika bese liyilo eselisebenza kakhulu ukwedlula wonke ama currencies. Mm-hmm. So uthi konoko kuthi self dollarization. So ngakho ke kanti ungasayeniseki ukuthi kuthiwa kubanjwe njani into zabo bond notes kuzobuya ama RTGS. Bese so, ungazana kusela sure. So ke uthi ke imono currency regime lay yiyo ke osokuthiwa idola. Mm-hmm. Ukubeke silo kwabasobala nxa abantu kade belalele uthi bond note lama coin angkhona ama bond kuzobuya le RTGS yiko sokusebenza. Waphinde futhi wakhuluma ngokuthi ke nxa sukhangele emazweni amaningi enjenge South Africa kuzobuya Zambia lamanye kusebenza njalo.
Is it not still multi currency, the bond notes and the RTGS dollar?
Kuyena sesithi idola. So hanti wabona ukuthi kazange kuqamba ukuthi kuyabizwa kuthiwa i bond note kumbe RTGS kuthiwa sokathiwa i Zimbabwe dollar.
It's
tricky. Yeah, it's so, uti South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique. But yes. That's what ama normal countries. Amazwe
ndofunga yeah. Yetina atina mteereri rigaidi mwuzika kuna moyo. Mm-hmm. Wa moyo ndeipi manji dano rakutoro wane mashandi na kutu washandi wanga wachi uisa kutu wapiwe mari zemi uoro ni mari kwa Amerika in US dollars. So what's the next move now pa local currency?
Nasi tange tini mtangano unotiwa hii agenda setting because tiriku panda na musuwe chitatu ku sympathetic negotiating forum. Mm-hmm. Tange takatarifira kutinya yae mohoro in American dollars in foreign currency ndio paino kurukurwa. Pata nzwa news tiri pakati kwe kuseta agenda ye musuwe Wednesday. Tavunda re Minister of Labor kuti zaukurewa chii sezo inyaya ifana kuba ichiwe ku tripartite negotiating forum tinzwe kuti bose tange tataurirwa patakasangana na president kuti ma policies achauya after ta launcha TNF ma policies achauya pagarwa pasi paita naurirano ku zviri kutaurwa izvi zvinobva kupi? Minister of Labour vati nasi havazvizivi vachatipa minduro mangwana kuti ichokwati here kana kuti ndezvo social media. Saka tabuda pamusangano rine bato rehurumende richiti harisi kuziziva. Kana tingaita hurumende yakadaro inoita mapolicies isinda akafanana nekuti the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing. Minister of Labour officials were not even aware that this is what the Minister of Finance has decided to do. Zvakutoreva kuti patinoenda kunosangana hatizivi kuti tinosangana nani musi wechina. Asi isisi tiri kutarisira kuti sevashandi marentals sezo angava kudaidzirwa nemaamerican dollars patinogara nemalandlord. Kumafarmacies taidaidzirwa neforex. Hatizizivi kuti mangwana patinomuka vachitaura language yakafanana here kana kuti aiwa zvinenge zvachinja. Saka we'll be able to shape our position by the end of the day tomorrow because tinge taona kuti market iri kurespond say. Mm-hmm. I think pane inwichi ezivambileyo indaba yetokwa manje ziyayikhangela ukuthi kuchoni ke kithi njengezisebenzi lokhu okumenyezelwe nguhulumende.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you Mr. Moyo. Rambai nyimuri pano nari timbotora vateereri tina mukoma Hasla pakutanga. Hello mukoma Hasla.
Hello, yes, Mkoma Jonga.
Takasimba, muri kupi Mkoma Hasla?
Ndi kuBotswana.
KuBotswana. Tipeyo kufungwa zenyu?
Paita dambuziko hapa. Rekuti, pane a point that Mr. Nhliziyo missed out. Mr. Nhliziyo pane a caller ati, you know what, government inongomuka yakataura taura a policy, you know, which is like, nyaya zimdola inongomuka mukira mgumbezi. You know, at the end of the day, the government did its planning, but vafuta, the users, we are stakeholders who should also be notified. Kutumsoa kati, panengapasina zizu, not the trading in foreign currency. This is why the caller had said, you know what, nige takanyorana pasi, kutuchandi pa so many US dollars msoa kati. And it's, nasi zongo mgashinzi, no, hapasina mnanobumzo kuta trade in those. Okay, then, what will be the exchange rate? Because, chungiruku kudazwini ma prices in Zimbabwe, is fixing of the exchange rate, right? As nezi ndikatumira kumba mari, the Western Union. You know, who fixes then kuti mari yangu yandatumira in US dollars? You know, zuchinjwa into so much of whatever the currency yavari kutaura. As nezi yavari kuti kwani Zim dollar. Zim dollar, is it a unit ringe rine ma coins? Is it kuti mari iyo inonzi yangairi ma RTGS, yangairi mari MEPU and whatever, is it what is now obtaining?
Mm-hmm.
At yeah. the end of the day, it pushes us back kuti vanu. Avachaende sa mari iko ku central bank, mari akuzokera futi ku parallel market.
Thank you, Mkoma.
Ndokune ma exchange rates are negotiable between the buyer
and the seller. Mm. Thank you so much, yes. Mkoma Hasla. Regai titore mteereri mumasi. Ndofunga pane mumwe mvunzo wenyu. Ndokana ngoupindura ndichitarisa statutory instrument panapa. Vari kuti RTGS and bond notes are at par with the Zimbabwe dollar. That is to say, each bond note unit and each RTGS dollar is equivalent to a Zimbabwe dollar. Saka ndoya unengo wachungo piwa. And I think wanengo wachukupa na exchange rate inenge ichi obtena musiwoyo pa market official exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
Regating zgeti nengu mtere rindofunga anzi ndita piwa.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, Magabi Mkoma Jonga.
Takasimba ndia namu?
Mkoma tapiwa kata.
Ah, ok, itaura yengi mkoma tapiwa tinzwe.
Right, kuruwa wa kambara tinda zihani. Tuwese gada afisela na motori gari. Kwezi, kwa hiru ngeri kwa ndekida kutiza, nye kutu matizu, kwa wazi wala taura uti. Kwa wazi tanga kura tijira, kisa mafaja kase. Kwa wawana kutu, ah, kutu jona kita counter. Kwa before it's like a jet, sad monomic. After all, the government from a table of negotiation, that is the first issue. Then the second issue, the two, a Muzimbabwe, I'm not in the same shanda, as we speak right now. And whatever I'm an intelligent changer, most of the actually,
what do you mean,
I think
yes. Yes, and then she didn't go to Dimran Utungu at Zapera so that we can give the opportunity to Kunevarku, Padar, Utuaku Pindre, but this is a guy to pay Mukana, Utuva, Taure Mashokai, Pesera. Thank you, Mkoma Tapio Gibbs.
So, Mr. Tizio, just 30 seconds, or less than 30 seconds. What should Zimbabweans do from now onwards? Just a few words.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tu. I think from now, what we basically can do in Zimbabwe is grab this opportunity and start using the Zim dollar that we have within our grasp.
Thank you. The time is up. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, banker Mr. Samson Nhliziyo and Mr. Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sending off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., thanking also all the listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Nishimurari Shakanaka, Arambayam Chitigra, Nekuteira, Shirongwa, Studio 7. Shiningashiripo, Masuwa Ose.